Blog Talk Radio.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. I could say about you, girl. I could say that I really.
What's going on? What's going on, Grudge World? And I hope everybody out there having a good one today, man. So it's a little wet here and there. Hope everybody stay dry, staying corona free, and all that good stuff, man. Other than that, man, got much going on, man. We got Alley Cat. I think one of the next big races coming up in our area. See if I can get him on here. If he ain't, press the one button if you're on, Alley Cat. And then I know we also got Kareem trying to do the H-Town Hitters deal at the next radio at the park on the 24th. Anybody that's interested, man, it's a 490 cap on the class, 200 entry. And I believe they're putting 2,000 on top if they get cars or more. That'll be for the 24th. Hold on. Everybody gets people on. And everybody moving slow today. Yeah. Hellcat, I got you on the show, man. Tell everybody what you got coming up, man. What's your next big thing coming up, man, about your event, brother?
Oh, man, we got the Memorial Day race coming up May 30th at HMP. That's on a Sunday, so make sure y'all check y'all schedule. You know, it's on a Sunday, but we off that Monday. But, you know, majority of people be off that Monday, the holiday weekend. But we got that $20,000 shootout still going on, and people is filling up. It's looking good, you know. But the entry deadline is coming up, so the $500 entry fee. And we're gonna try to give away all that $20,000. So it's looking good, and man, we're gonna have a hell of a show. We already got about five good grudge races lined up. We got Ms. Graham gonna be in action. Little Larry on 28th gonna be in action. Iron Man gonna be in action. Undertaker gonna be in action. Little Scrappy gonna be in action. We got some good grudge racing that's gonna take place. I just ain't been saying nothing. I ain't been posting, but I'm gonna be posting pretty soon. We just trying to let some of this stuff blow over. But man, we got a hell of a show. Ahead of us coming May 30th. You know, the gate's going to open at 3 o'clock for our guys. Please come early. We got a lot of cars coming out of Louisiana. That's all I'm going to say. They coming. A lot of Dallas cars are coming. A lot of people just ain't saying nothing. But it's going to be a hell of a show again. As usual, we're going to race all night. Just like we normally do. We're going to be in the backyard getting it on. So, anybody got something on their mind they want to get off, that's going to be the place to do it, right there in the backyard at HMP, better known as Houston Motorsports Park, you know. All right, JP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, man, we ain't got many on here, man. We ain't got many on here, man. We ain't got many on here, man, you know.
Okay, I'm going to stay on.
So what's going on? All right.
Okay.
Just go on mute, man. Anybody else got any more announcements or anything they want to make? Or, man, anybody want to lock in for any of these upcoming events, y'all call in. We'll see if they ain't on the phone. We can get them on. Other than that, man, shit, I'm definitely unprepared tonight. See here, 832-3549. You might go.
Say, JP, I need to see who all gonna make that trip down there to Memphis next week, man. I know we our next event ain't until May 30th. So I'm trying to see who all want to make that trip to Memphis next weekend, the 23rd and 24th. Barbecue, what they call it, Tennessee Madness.
Tennessee Madness. Tennessee Madness, man. Who all going, man? Who all y'all going at y'all camp, Dre? Y'all just going with the Grudge or OWK, them bringing the 69 too, or what y'all got
planned?
They locked in
as well. We both cars locked in to go in the battle out there. So, yeah, both cars will be there.
Who y'all locked in with?
We locked in with old Willie Dog for Friday night, and Saturday we got Tutu. WK locked in with the same Tutu car. He locked in with Tutu 1 hour after we locked him in.
Okay. So y'all racing Tutu also at the Grudge?
Yeah, we run the first. We gonna run the first, then WK gonna run the next.
Okay.
So,
what y'all racing with Willie Dog? Y'all racing that shit startup car?
That old turbo G-body.
Okay. He must get y'all one of them Willie Dog specials then, huh? One of them off the trail at 3 o'clock ass shit.
Off the trail at 7.
Yes, sir. Let's see, man. 832-8331. Your mic open.
Hey, guys. How everybody doing
Hey,
tonight?
What's going on, Bill? Oh,
hey,
man, we doing all right. How about yourself?
Well, man, you know, I'm just riding with time, man. Just watching the world over, man. Just, you know, looking, listening, and staying focused. I was gonna holler at old Dre. I'll probably let you know something probably Tuesday, Dre, because we had a problem with the white car, so I don't know if we're gonna be able to make that trip with that one. But I'm gonna see about the 69 and the other car.
It's all good, Bill. Even if you don't take
but
no car, you still ought to go out there.
Now I'm still going. We still going regardless. I want to get in on something. But like I say, if
we do, because
we're trying to
decide
to take the 69 and everything, just take one car. But I'll let you know something, you know.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. But I'm really saving the oil pressure. Really saving the oil pressure for my big homie, for Addicat Race. But I ain't going to say no name. I'm just saying my big homie. I love my home part there, but I'm just gonna leave it like that. I know he on that, but disregard whatever you say come out of his mouth. So anything shit come out of his mouth. I love the gym, that's my boy. But I'm trying to take
say, JP, you gonna make the trip out there, JP?
I'm still undecided, Dre. Depending on how work go.
Can't be undecided, man.
It's next Friday, Saturday, right?
Yeah, next Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, we got another hand up. 323-6564.
Man, they got plenty of noise, boy.
Yeah, they over there jamming. Yeah, I'm undecided, Dre. I don't know, man.
Hey, look here, man. I done already had a word or two with that promoter over there. Now, if we going, goddamn, if I'm going to have folks from our end go over there, we need to at least see two or three come back this way. At least two or three, you know what I'm saying? Ain't got to be no major shit, just two or three, you know, come back this way and give us a favor just as well as we get in one.
Right on.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know,
Texas go over there and stand up in them like they supposed to, shit.
They ain't gonna have no trouble to ease on back this way because they gonna feel some kind of waste, and we supposed to be the weakest people of all. They say Texas and Virginia is the two weakest links in the Grudge game, and yeah, we just got it so different.
Yeah, that's right.
K-Dawg gave me a name, East Coast Dre, so I'm all Coast Dre. I'm on all coasters. I'm just listening to everything that go on. And they say, you know, they tell me all the time, Texas ain't shit, Texas ain't got this and that. So, thing about it, we got to go out there and show a little something different.
You know what this shit is really about. Yeah, most definitely, man. Texas definitely got to get up off they bump a little bit every now and then and go out there and, you know, and show them something and then go back and then come on back home and chill out. We don't make an attempt to go over there at least a couple times out the year and kick a little ass and shit. They gonna think we all
gonna
all
continue to feel that way. Yeah, they gonna continue to feel that way about us. And see, long as we ain't got nobody stepping out of bounds to go over there and put them in their place, they gonna feel that kind of way about us, and they gonna keep thinking like that. So we need to step out of bounds a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but man, it seems like gonna be a pretty good crowd of people going, man.
Yesterday I heard it was 41 Grudge races locked in. I think two or three more got locked in this morning, so it's about 45 races.
Really?
I don't know if he is or not. I want to say I seen something on the post. He had posted something about he planned on going, so.
Oh, okay.
Not for sure.
I mean, I ain't heard nothing about Harlan. Nobody else. Now, I know the Cutler's supposed to be going. I know your boy K-Law say he's still undecided. He says he going, but he don't know about his ride or not. But no, okay. We just gotta take the 18 over there, smash a few heads.
Oh shit! Here you go. 214-2556. Your mic open. What we got?
Hey, man, it's Foggy D, man. I'm trying to see if y'all know if Jesse James or any Dallas cars going.
Yeah, Jesse James going.
Oh. For sure. He about the only one, huh?
Pretty tall of them going with the Z.
For what?
I'll be that time.
I say, what they going for?
Tony gonna get it in now. Hold on. You know, hey, you can't come beside Tony. Tony's gonna go race.
Yeah, he's gonna race. Yeah, he's gonna do that. All right, then. I'll probably pull up over there, too.
Over Red
said he wasn't going because they did some changing up on the sub, so they didn't want to take it out there.
They're going to take the Mustang.
They take Jesse James.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it looked like it's going to be a pretty good deal going on over there, man. That's a lot of doggone Grudge races to get off. I hope they got most of them locked in for Friday if they trying to do shootouts on Saturday.
Well, I know it's a bunch of unlocked here Friday. I say shit, the gates open at what, 5, I think. And I think they gonna, the first race is at 5 o'clock. So the gate open, I believe they got the first race going on.
Okay. Yes, sir. And then I guess for the people traveling, I think I heard them saying they're going to be open Thursday, right? Private for like a testing, private
said,
testing kind of deal
it,
on Thursday.
It'll be a, yeah, you can pay for testing on Thursday. But the only thing about it, you don't have no security just yet for, you know, Thursday night. So, you know, Friday probably would have been the best. If they, well, if you got a test, you might as well be that Thursday, but no, hey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, most people going, shit, they going to be staying at the track anyway, coming from out of town. They'll have somebody that's staying at the track because they got to drop their trail and leave it, so. But yeah, I know you said something about a private testing on Thursday. I think they said what they say. Do you remember the price? I don't want to say you said $100 a car or something.
I think you said $100.
Yeah. Yes, sir. What can we get started tonight? Let me see if I can pull a shit start out the bushes. 832-2534, your mic open.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hey, Traveling Grace to all those that are going over there to that Bobby Coles event.
JP, it's $100 a car starting at 4 o'clock Thursday night. $100 a car.
Hey,
won't y'all
get Bobby Cole on the phone so he can give you some details?
I just called him. He said, yeah, he's working on his car. He got to hit me back. So he told me to do it. So I want to say it's $100 a car Thursday, and the gates open up at 4 o'clock for private shift.
Now, did I understand you say, Dre, they don't have security just yet?
He don't have it for Thursday. He got it for Friday and Saturday, but he don't have it for Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. When I listen to Willie Dog Show, I know he said on Willie Dog Show what they gonna
do. Shit. Ain't you got a security company? You might have gone land that job. Shit.
No, I can't go out of state with that. I can only do it around Texas.
Shit, what they don't know won't hurt them.
Nah, I don't want to revoke my shit. I don't want to get no, say for instance, I get some shit down there. They, oh, you out of state being doing it. I don't want none of that trouble. That's fines out the ass and probably suspension in the license. I don't need it.
Yes, sir, but I know you said on the Willie Dog Show, I know they were saying that you're not going to have security to watch over everybody's shit. Thursday night.
That's what
he
talking
said what
about
they gonna do.
Night,
he said
what
they gonna do is they gonna lock the gates. I think when testing over with 12, 1 o'clock, whatever it is, so they gonna lock the gates and ain't nobody getting in. You gonna be stuck in there till the next day. I know you did say that, so.
Oh, that's all right if you're traveling with your mobile home and everything.
Yeah, that's why I say if you're traveling with a mobile home, it don't matter anyway. Those that's coming from afar, if some of your crew there, somebody you know there, you can always drop your trailer next to them and have somebody watch over it. Yeah, man. Wish everybody the best out there, man. I hope Texas go out there and kick their ass and come back with a pocket full of money.
Hey, Undertaker, you going out there?
No, sir. I'll be at work. I got work for a living. Besides, I got to get my program on point. I got a big race coming up myself.
Say, is what's the car now bringing that blue Camaro?
Oh.
Jermaine there.
Who? Oh, no. No, they not going down, no.
Jay Flowers.
It's, they not going to Memphis.
Damn it, boy. Seems like that's
well,
a place for them to be down.
I don't know. Who just James locked in with?
They ain't got no lock in yet. I was trying to get them locked in the other day. Hell, didn't nobody want to buzz with them.
Did nobody want to box with them?
Everybody that they can run. Hell, they all got the same damn tuna. So, shit. You know how that go.
Oh, they on the team together then.
They ain't on the same team, I guess. They're on the same tuna team, but if they want each other bad enough, they can still go get each other.
They can, but they ain't trying to do it. I tried to see if Shawty wanted to do something with those Jesse Zane here. They hired him by Tim Turner to work on both cars.
Yeah, so what?
They might have something in their tuna agreement, man. They can't do this.
The biggest race out there is probably gonna be the one between old Tate and that old boy Young Money. Now that's the biggest one that's anticipated out there.
Okay, that Black Camaro.
Yeah, that Black Camaro Wesley Snipes.
Yes,
yeah, 2 days.
That damn poochie got about eight races locked in, though, hell.
He got a couple different cars, though, huh?
Yeah, but he got like five locked in with the Camaro. He got two locked in with his G-Body, and I think he got two locked in with his Mustang. He got three different cars.
Okay. Yeah, definitely look like it's going to be some good old racing out there.
Now, I know David Reese is locked in with 2-2 Mustang. He going to get that Mustang 1-1.
And what? What David Reese got?
That little Cobalt. That little light blue Cobalt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you say most of the grudge racing going on that Friday, huh?
There's a lot of it going on Friday, and then wake up Saturday, there's going to be plenty more going on. But he also got shootout Saturday. I think he got like a $10,000 shootout, and then he got a $5,000 shootout and a $10,000 shootout.
Yeah, trying to find, see if I can find a fly. Let me see, Find a fly, Dre, and see what they... That's all they got, man. Well, I can't find a fly with all the info on it. Okay, here you go. Yeah, they got a 5-inch shootout.
And a 4-8
A 5-inch shootout with a $1,000 buy-in with $3,000 on top. They got a 4-8-4 shootout with a $500 buy-in, $2,000 on top. And they got a street style shootout, $250 buy-in with a $1,000 on top.
Dre, what y'all gonna do with those people over there, man?
Sorry, what?
What y'all gonna do with them people over there with the grudge?
What's the man over here gonna do? Shit, we gonna go race.
Y'all gonna give him hell?
That's what I hope to do. I mean, I'm not gonna tell you nothing no different. Nah, I don't wanna say I ain't gonna give him no hell. Hell yeah, I'm gonna give him a bunch of hell.
That's what I wanna hear.
Yeah, they grudge rolling. They fixed it from the last time.
Say that again. Yeah, man.
Hey, they fixed that grudge, tough up.
Yeah, evidently
they
came
what
older. The grudge, the car, go Nova.
The Nova, yeah.
What about it?
Shit, I'm going to bet with that motherfucker. I'm trying to see if they fix it.
Yeah, what was wrong with it?
Man, didn't they mess up at the XMP, XRP, that last little race?
I don't know nothing about
them. What race is that?
That was Big Jake race, wasn't it?
Big Jake race, yeah. Knocked off somebody. Who knocked off? Gordon knocked off somebody. He still knocked him off, I believe.
He talking about when we ran Kenny Duke last year, man.
Nah, that was
it
last year, folks?
Nah, they've been up here since last year.
Yeah, they've been up here since last year. Hell yeah.
We ran Kenny Duke up there last year.
Nah. Kenny Duke and what, the Chevy 2 or what?
Yeah, in his truck. That little truck.
Oh, shit. He didn't got rid of that motherfucker.
Man.
I done seen the grills.
Who was that the grills knocked out, man? Who was that? Who the fuck was that, man?
Say, Dre, what's up with
that? Last person we ran out of Dallas was Kenny Duke, man. We ain't ran nobody since Kenny Duke out of Dallas.
What's up with Mark Jenkins, man? He ain't rolling?
Mark working with Fletcher Cox now, so Mark ain't really, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got really time for his car right now, but yeah, he's down the road a lot.
Oh, okay. Kenny Hubbard them ain't coming out?
That's what I don't know. I know his daughter car was out a couple of months ago.
Nah, that motherfucker ain't ready. They still testing it.
Say, who was that beat my man Funky Town out of his money the other day and had him at an ATM machine?
he lost on the red light, man. The boy D stage, man. That was that was Pretty Tony. Pretty Tony
yeah.
got him in the Regal. Yeah, in Friday car.
So when he did that, now Tyrone had to go to the ATM machine.
Yeah, yeah, he said he had to get his last $20 out of there to pay his gas money home, man.
I seen somebody had another video say, he lost, man, he lost it. Damn, he lost.
Yeah, he fucking lost.
That's on Quinn shit. That nigga with the drone.
Yeah.
Oh, Quinn, man, look out, wait.
Yeah, look out, that it's on his page.
I know what he's talking about.
He lost.
Yeah.
He lost it, man. Damn, he lost,
man. Oh, damn.
Motherfucker showed every tooth in his mouth, goddamn.
Hey, I know he probably was on that school bus sucking them little kids out the next day. Pitch our ass out.
Yeah. For real. Oh, man. Tyrone.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyrone take that shit hard in the motherfucker when he lose.
Hell yeah,
he do. Yeah, but what he supposed to do? Okay, so when he win, you got to know how to lose and learn how to win.
Shit, when he win, he say, boom!
Oh, yeah, he all... Yeah. Get it out your ass and all that, but then when you lose.
Yeah, what he say? Get it out your ass. Yep.
Yeah, get it out your ass.
Yep.
But then when he lose, goddamn, you better get back because that motherfucker can go crazy.
Yeah. Motherfucker say the race was fixed, the race was set up. This is new when he say, them motherfuckers working together.
Yeah.
Suck my money out.
Motherfuckers say he working together.
Yeah, when he lose.
What the hell happened to old Clyde car out there the other day? I said that motherfucker blow up all across the track, man.
Shit, throwed all the shit out there, motherfucker. Rides went every which way.
Man, that motherfucker throw some shit out there, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit. Hell, he be all right. That's one cat that will be all right, shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, the white boy Clyde, oh, yeah.
That'd be all right.
That something probably had another whole set up right there next to it.
Yeah, he is saying the Harvey. He is a redneck and he don't play the game.
That's for real.
No. And we'll get out there and box with you.
Yeah, I done seen him goddamn knock some food and shit over and stuff, kick niggas food off the table and stuff.
Yeah, him give a damn. Hey, ain't none of them boys up north coming? That Regal? 8 Mile Red?
Man, there's so much confusion about that car here. At first, he done sold the motherfucker. Man, there's all kind of bullshit going on about all that old shit, so... I really wouldn't be able to tell you until you see it out there. I did hear you sold the motherfucking car.
And you say y'all got something going with Willie Dawg.
Yeah, Willie Dawg keep fucking with us. So hopefully this might stop him this time.
Yeah, he driving?
Yeah, he's driving it. He's driving that damn Regal, that Grand National he got.
against the Grudge?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shit. I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. He gave away money away to Tony Bynes. He finna give some more away.
And see, Tony Bynes gave that fool a hit.
He's supposed to. He's supposed to get with his daughter hit on in that situation, that big tire ass car he got.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he gave it to him and then gapped him still.
Yeah, well, Tony should be proud of that one, though. He shouldn't even be proud of that one.
He didn't ask for that one, though. Dog asked for that.
Yeah, I know.
One thing about Willie Dawg, that fool going to go out and race you no matter what kind of car you got. He know he probably ain't got a chance in hell, but he can probably try anyway. You got to tip your hat off to people like that.
Already, anything can happen.
That fool just try some things.
And he ain't fucked up about it when he lose. He ain't, you know. He ain't tripping and all that, with all them excuses.
He going to get out and say, hey, I got my head blown out. That's it.
Yep.
That's racing, guys.
What is my boy to say? I got my head full. I won, yeah. Shit.
Say, where are those shit-talking as one who drive a Green Goblin?
He don't get on here no more. That's Dylan.
Oh, okay.
Nah, he was on here the other day. He was on there the last time you had the show, didn't you, JP?
Oh, DJ was on time?
Nah, Dylan was on there.
No,
you're
talking about DJ.
Yeah, I'm talking about DJ. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, they got that blue Camaro now. They ain't worried about the green car. They all around there hustling that blue car now.
They need to bring that bitch out. It's ready.
What?
That blue car.
Yeah, it's ready for what's around here.
he ain't gonna get no more races around here. He fucked up what's called the other day.
Yeah,
he fucked up that orange Corvette.
And that vet say they want their ass again. That vet say he want that ass now.
Well, I told you that vet wants to turn all the way up, man. That motherfucker gonna turn that bitch up, man.
If they turn that bitch up and he leave like he did on him, I guarantee that goddamn blue car won't go back around. I guarantee that ain't gonna happen.
It's like Tino warning.
Oh,
not him.
Tino.
Oh, no. Hey, man. Now, Tino's supposed to be going down there, too, now, with his yellow car.
Tino. Flaco. About Flaco.
I ain't heard nothing about Flaco, and I mean, K-Dawg is probably out there, but I know Tino is going to talk with Bobby already. I know they're supposed to be there.
Hey, somebody.
Damn, man, who making all that noise, man? Who over there washing dishes or something?
214-2556. Mute your mic if you ain't talking. You got a bunch of background noise.
Nah, I'm already on mute.
Somebody else washing them dishes.
That ain't me, JP. I'm going through these mountains over here.
Must be Lil Bill over there then.
Right here. I'm rolling.
Lil Bill, mute your mic, Lil Bill.
I'm rolling. I'm on here listening.
Sure. All right, mute your mic.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man.
Shit, hey, no, boy, man, hey, I heard old Alicat on there earlier say, goddamn, Iron Man going in the battle, and Miss Graham gonna be on the property, and Scrappy going in the battle. Who Scrappy got locked in?
Yeah.
JP, who's Scrappy got locked in?
I think Scrappy and Undertaker supposed to raise.
Scrappy and Undertaker?
As a negative.
I mean, my bad.
Huh?
Iron Man. My bad.
That race been trying to go on for a few years now.
That's going to be a race, too.
Yeah. For some reason, I like that G-body, though. I like that G-body over there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for some reason, I like that old G-body over there.
I'm out of Iron Man.
Yeah.
And where everybody at tonight?
Dead as a donut.
Dead. I ain't got them locked in.
Hey, JPC, I'm going to tell you what your problem was. You didn't have this show last weekend. See, people probably feeling kind of bitter about it, man.
Hey, man. Hey. They can feel better all they want, that Dre. Shit, hey.
Yeah, but you don't want people to feel better towards you.
If they feel better, they could have reached out to me, but ain't nobody say nothing. Ain't nobody miss me that much. Shit, I need to break every night.
Ain't nobody said nothing because they want you to feel less sick like you feeling today.
Oh, man, hey, Dre, you know what I think about it, boy? I cut some music on and hang this motherfucker up, and I'm going to sleep good, shit. I do this show for y'all. I don't really do it for me. I do it for us to have it. Everybody come on and, god damn, hold up, man.
Well, when is Tyson gonna be ready for the show?
Man, it's gonna be making a debut real soon, man. I just had to get back to work, man. I've been out of work for a little minute.
Yeah, I want to see old Tyson make his debut. It's my turn.
Yeah. I'm ready too, man. Hey, man. My little race car fund ran out, so I had to wait till I get back to work to finish now.
Yeah, well, you know.
I didn't want to start a GoFundMe. You know, I thought to start a GoFundMe and see if I could have got a little help or something.
I seen my boy Troy out there the other night here. He was looking just like a typical Troy.
Troy was out where, man? He was out at the track?
Yeah, he was out at HMP the other night. I seen him out there looking like typical Troy.
I mean, he must have been looking good then.
Well, like I say, typical.
832-8461.
Your mic open. Good evening, JP. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I called to ask you why you got this mush mouth motherfucker on here fucking up the show.
Hey, that nigga love him some great. Hey, JP, that brother that loves some Drake, man. That nigga that loves him with Drake.
JP, I also just got a text say they starting a GoFund.
What they starting one for?
Huh?
Oh.
It's called dig in your pocket and not in your ass.
Damn it, boy. I thought Dre was your boy, Mike. God damn, man. You sure be giving Dre a hard time, man.
I didn't call no name. I just told it was somebody on here talking shit about me, see? So I'm just going to remind y'all that we got this phone. So far, we've been had this go farm for 3 weeks, and we got a total of 10 cents collected. Can somebody donate a little bit more?
Now, JP, who was talking about him? Who? Ain't nobody mentioned shit about them people over there.
No. Nobody had called your name, Mike. Somebody called your name, but they was looking for somebody else, and they called your name when they was trying to figure out somebody else. I think you owe Dre an apology.
Uh-huh.
I said, I think you owe Dre an apology tonight.
I don't owe Dre a motherfucking thing. I'm going to be the motherfucker to save his ass. He must have forgot.
Hey, man, let me tell you.
The dig in your pocket and not your ass for it. I'm the president. I'm the only one.
Yeah, you can't say a goddamn thing.
Dylan, what's on your mind tonight, sir? You going to Memphis?
What'd you say, JP?
I said you going to Memphis?
Oh, Michael. Say that again.
Are you going to Memphis, sir?
Yes, sir. I got to deliver a package to Memphis. I got a package to deliver. They got a goddamn 8x8x4K waiting on the motherfucker with a chain. And I was told by Bobby Cole and Mike Hill, if I deliver the goddamn packet, that they going to buy me a hot dog. I told them, fuck the hot dog. I'll deliver the package for free.
Who the package was for?
Huh?
Who the package was for?
The package is for everybody that's up there in Memphis.
Okay.
I don't know if the mother going to get dressed in the suit before we leave. Are you going to get dressed in the suit on the way up there?
y'all bringing Tino car out there?
Huh?
Tino bringing the car out there? They say The Rock going to be there.
No, we ain't talking about no car. We talking about the package, man. That's great.
Yes, they ain't bringing.
Who got the package, Dre?
What package?
Huh?
One package, yeah. I don't know what the
package is by the phone and waiting on.
Hell, I don't know. Yeah, Bobby Cole, 2-2, all them motherfuckers got about 12 races all together locked in, shit. Bobby Cole got 2 locked in with Memphis Gangsta. Memphis Gangsta got to run Baldy and he got to run Ghostbuster.
I thought he got to run Ghostbuster too, don't he?
I just said he running Ghostbusters.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I don't know. I think Bobby might be playing a bunch of punk out the way that shit go.
Well, he sure got a lot of it to pay if he's paying them, but I believe they're going to go out and race.
So you betting with Bobby? That's
yeah.
What you're telling me? You betting with Bobby?
Hold on. My phone got low. I can't hardly hear you. Did I say it again?
Are you betting with Bobby?
One more time, man. I can't hear you, man. My phone's tripping again.
Hello?
Hello, Billy. You there? Can I hear you?
Ghostbusters looking for you.
I ain't looking for me. He looking for the right TV. He got locked in. Like I say, that most anticipated race, though, the one between Young Money and Fade to Black. Yeah, I like Fade to Black.
They running Fade? I thought they running Take Car.
Yeah, but you know the Calvin's Tower Fade to Black.
Oh, okay.
And Fade Car is black now, so it's Fade to Black.
Oh, hell.
Sound like some shit.
Dylan, man, I heard they looking for Chino up there, man.
Wow.
They say Rock gonna be there. He looking for Tino.
Yeah, Rock ain't called me and told me that. I didn't call him, but I didn't hear Rock say that.
Yeah, Rock did say that. He called me the other day with him. And I told him stop calling me with that shit. He know who to call.
Well, I heard Raiden gonna be up there. I said he ain't gotta look too hard. I said what was wrong with Raiden?
I don't know what the hell wrong with Raiden.
What's wrong with Raiden? Why you sitting there trying to find somebody to get fucked up? What's wrong with Raiden?
I don't know why he won't run Raiden. Shit, I've been trying to see why he won't run Raiden either. Shit.
Okay, well, God, just find out why he won't run Raiden, and then I'll tell you why Tino won't run it.
We can find out right now. I get them on. We can find out right now. Shit, hold on a minute.
Okay, do that. Cause I guarantee you two things. JT, you tell me a motherfucker that can run this car and ain't got a motor in the motherfucker, and I'll show you a motherfucker that do like Dre and them partner and bring a car to the track with no transmission in the motherfucker.
Not a car with no transmission.
Yeah.
You on the Texas show tonight, Rock. Say, look out, man. They was telling me something about you were looking to run Chino, but hell, they say Raiden gonna be there. Why you ain't got it Raiden yet?
Raiden ain't trying to come over there, man. I'm trying to get in the paint with anybody. Don't you motherfuckers disrespect me. That done.
Well,
I'm trying to get in the paint with anybody.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. That is Mike. That is Mike. He said he'll run Raiden.
Y'all act like I'm limited to who I try to sell to. I've told you anybody.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Call Raiden and lock him in. Raiden said he's not coming over there. Nah, Raiden ain't going over there. I told you Raiden wasn't
going to be there. Raiden ain't even coming. So why are y'all over here with hypotheticals on this show today, man? Y'all need to quit.
No, we just trying to see. We trying to see that Ike trying to go down the track, man.
Yeah, but ain't nobody. Y'all just sit back. I know what I'm doing. Just come to the track and see what I got. What I'm going to do. I got my man right where I want.
Who you talking about, the red car, Hercules?
I ain't going over to nothing, man. I ain't going to be all on the radio with all that shit. Y'all already know when I come to track, I'm going to race somebody ass.
Even if you got to give up the move?
Man, I'm going to race somebody ass, bro. What don't you understand about that?
Oh, you going to give up a spot?
I might, if I feel like somebody needs a spot, I'll give a spot if I need it.
Okay.
What, you trying to take the break with the grudge or something because you keep talking?
Man, what the, man, get the fuck out of here.
Well, that's the only time you always talk about the grudge. That's why I do that at you.
This man is sick, man.
I am sick. You sicker than me, though.
Get the fuck out of here. This fool said the break with, give me everything in drag racing. Fuck it.
I ain't going to do all that. That's too much.
Oh, all right.
You ain't got no work to do then.
That damn Rocky Rock say ain't no...
You want one?
No, sir. I decline.
Oh.
Don't want no one, no two, no three or four. I can't get there.
Oh, okay.
No disrespect to you. I just can't fuck with you.
I want to see a man come off the tree. We run here. We like coming off that tree together. That's what we like doing. All that breaking and shit, I ain't doing that.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing my job a disservice to put him in that position.
Yeah. Well, you the baddest motherfucker right now. Ain't no if and buts about it.
Well, I'm going to lay down and let somebody else have it.
No, right now you the baddest motherfucker out there. Ain't nobody trying to fuck with you.
I ain't mad. I was there, I'd be scared of me too.
Yeah. Well, you got the best of the best. Jeez, you the baddest motherfucker.
I can't not be messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gray, I'm in Mexico on vacation, buddy. I'll let you later.
I'll see you next week,
goddammit.
All right,
then.
Not a man in Mexico, boy, I'll tell you. Well, JP, that go down for me. Man say he'll run Raiden and any other motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Where Mike Dillon at? Mike Dillon, did you hear him say he'll run Raiden?
He hung up. He hung up as soon as you got him on the phone.
Oh, I knew that was gonna happen. Well, we knew that was gonna happen. Shit. I already tried to lock that blue car in, but somebody didn't want to do it down there, Big J Gray.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Dre, man. Ain't nobody coming on tonight. Like me and you just going to sit here and talk to our goddamn self.
Nah, we ain't finna do that. I'm finna watch some motherfucking basketball, so shit.
Mm-hmm.
This show can go off. You cut this motherfucker off. Ain't nobody else on the
show. It's about to get cut off. Ain't nobody else got nothing to say, man. Shit, we going to get on out of here, shit. Nothing else going on. All right,
I'm gone.
All right, Dre. right, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. A young boy at the age of 5, my mother found to be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey, we're having lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell M H I N. That rubber band Maine.